Well, this is Pastor Ryan Brown from Calvary Baptist Church, and we're here for 4-H4U from the 2016 Scioto County Fair. Stay tuned for interviews with advisors, young people, projects with still projects, and large animals, small animals, but all around young people who've made an investment in something very important. So stay tuned for 4-H4U.
Born ready.
Well, I'm here at the Scioto County Fair, and I'm with a 4-H'er that's just about to call it quits, just about to retire, move on to green pastures, and tell us your name, what's going on with you?
My name is Lana Purcell, and this will be my last year showing. I've showed for about 13 years now, and I'm showing some market lambs, so it'll be my last year.
Now, have you shown market lambs the whole time?
Yes, that's been the only thing.
Would your family disown you if you tried to show anything other than lambs?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Natalie tried to show a pig, and they were like, no way, no way.
Okay, so that's not going to work. Now, you've had a long time. I mean, you've done this. It's been a big part of your life. You look back, what role has 4-H had in your life?
It's been a really big part of my life, especially with, getting to spend time with my family every summer. You know, it's a family effort. You know, everyone's involved in it. And, it's been a really important thing every summer to come out here and do this.
Now, you don't win every year.
Almost every year.
You want to win every year.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, there are however many lambs
right,
out here.
Right,
and
right.
You've had to learn to win. You've had to learn to lose.
Definitely, yeah.
How has that entered in?
Well, you know, like you said, every year you want to win. And when you don't, you know, it's disappointing. But you kind of know going in, especially that day, how you think you're going to do. You learn that sometimes your sister wins grand and you get fourth in your class. Sometimes that happens.
Wait a minute. So you've got a father that got a grand champion lamb with one daughter and a fourth in the class with the other.
Oh,
do you think that means that he loves your sister more than you?
Oh, you know the favorite of that year who went no. You know, you never know when you're picking them what they're going to end up with.
Now, did that translate over to what he got for Christmas?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, nothing.
Okay.
Got nothing.
Okay, that was because you were broke because your lamb was fourth place.
Right. Got nothing in the sale there.
Now, you're done with 4-H after this year. You've already graduated high school, correct?
Yes, I have.
And now what? I mean, you still have a love for animals, I'm sure. What's next for you?
Well, I'll probably, help out still living at home, so I'll probably be, you know, right there with them, with the rest of the family, helping out every year, getting the other kids' lambs ready, and now I'll tell them all my secrets, you know, that I've kept from them all these years.
So you finally can let them in on the greatness, right?
Right. I'll show them how it's done now, finally.
Very good. Well, congratulations on a successful career, and stay involved in animals. Thank you for your investment in 4-H and their investment in you.
All right, thank you.
All right, I'm still down here in the rabbit and chicken barn, but I found a goat showman, and I found a still project showman. And so tell us your name, where you go to school, or those sorts of things, okay?
My name is Kristen Bailey. I'm homeschooled.
All right, so now what animals do you have out here at the fair?
Two goats, one pygmy goat and one dairy goat.
Now what else have you done? I know you've done some still projects, right?
I did veterinary science and kicked his son's butt.
Oh, so you're in the same category as my son, huh? And so you did veterinary science. Now, what did you have to learn? What did you have to do to get that project done?
I had to complete a book. Yeah, I didn't know I had to complete the whole book, but I didn't. And you had to do 7 things that you didn't have to do. And I made a poster board, and I had 2 interviews.
Okay, so you had interviews, and then, after that was all done, you went up to the state fair, right?
Yes.
What'd you think about that experience?
It's really too hot to be out there.
Too hot to be out there. Now, you show a goat tonight, Tuesday night, is that right?
Yes.
And how do you think your goat's going to do?
Horrible.
So that means you've worked really hard with him.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Very good. Well, hey, keep up the good work, and glad you're part of 4-H.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, as we continue to emphasize some of the advisors that are helping young people, I'm here with a fella I've known my entire life. I'm here with my father, Dave Brown, and he's been a helper with our 4-H club, the Scioto County Crusaders. And so tell all of our listeners, what in the world makes you want to be involved in 4-H?
Sometimes I'm not sure, but most of the time it's just to further the education of these youngsters.
To train them.
Right.
Now, back when I was in 4-H, it was about cows and horses and that kind of stuff. But that's not really what you're working with now, mostly. What are you doing in this generation helping young people with 4-H?
In general, it's helping them with wood projects that they might learn to make something that they would deem useful in their lives, whether it be a toy or tool. And just to give them the skills to do some things on their own.
So everything from driving a nail.
Right.
Sawing a board. You know, using a screwdriver. What's the learning curve on these kids? How much do they not know when you start?
Nothing.
So they know nothing.
Right.
So you have to go through and tell them what tools are what, how they're supposed to be used. How does that, as a person who is a builder, how does that work with your patience?
It's tough, but it's important and it's worthwhile.
That's the only way they're ever going to learn is somebody teaches them.
That's right.
Very good. Well, I appreciate all your help with 4-H.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm over here still in the rabbit and chicken barn, and I've got a young lady by the name of?
Carly.
Carly what?
Flannery.
And where do you go to school? What grade are you in?
I go to East Elementary Academy in Scioga, and I'm in fourth grade.
Going into fourth grade. Now, I see you standing by a rabbit cage. Is this your rabbit? Tell us a little bit about him. Is it a boy, girl? Tell us about it.
It is a female. I've been trying to get it to do its flips because it's not really doing the flips real well.
So, when you say you're trying to get a rabbit to do flips, what in the world does that mean?
We have to grab it by the ears, and we have to grab the neck, the fur, and we have to grab the butt and pull it over to do an examination.
So you're literally flipping a rabbit over?
Yes.
Now, what made you want to start showing rabbits?
My brother said that it was really fun, and I wanted to try it out for the first year. And when I got out there to do it, I think I done really good because I knew almost all the answers to the questions, and I got all the answers correct.
Now, what kind of questions do they ask you in a rabbit show?
They ask you, like, how many toes do they have, and...
All right, let's answer. How many toes do they have?
18.
18 toes?
Yes.
I only have 10. How many do you have?
10.
Oh, so you're like me. Okay, so what else do they ask you?
They ask you, like, what kind of breed it is.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
So then what kind of breed of rabbit do you have?
I don't look at these name tags a lot, but I look at the tag so I can remember.
Very good. Well, sometimes you gotta learn these things. It takes a little time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, very good. I'm glad you're out here and participating in 4-H and showing your rabbits. Keep up the good work, okay?
Well, as we continue to feature some of our 4-H advisors and workers, I have with me today Ms. Diane Bennett. Now, what made you want to get involved in helping with 4-H?
Well, they approached me to ask me to help with the girls' cooking projects because one of our dear ladies was sick at the time and couldn't do that. So I filled in for her, and then I became an official volunteer.
Now, you've got grandchildren that are in 4-H.
Yes.
And so you were probably going to be bringing them back and forth to meetings and stuff like that.
That's right.
And so while you're there, you can go ahead and jump in.
Yes.
Now, how has this impacted you? Like, what are your takeaways? What are things that you've learned as you've tried to teach these young people?
Well, I've learned that young people don't know a lot about nutrition, for one thing. And I've been happy to teach them how to eat. And this year, also how to do some exercise. Also, our project is sports nutrition. And I've become friends with the girls, and I just love to teach them to cook, and it's been fulfilling for me.
Now, you identified two things there. Number one was how to eat. That's something that I've mastered myself, but that whole exercise thing, that doesn't sound fun. But that's part of their project, right?
We try to make it fun for them.
Very good. Now, you've had these kids, you've worked with them. What makes you come back for round two?
Well, they need encouragement. Some of them don't get that at home, and they need some structure, and they need their connection with Calvary Baptist Church. And I just feel like that some of them aren't close to their grandmothers, and yeah. I'm a grandmotherly sort, so that fulfills that void also.
So for you, it's just a way to invest in the life of a young person and hopefully bear fruit down the road.
Exactly.
Just a little more time. Well, very good. Well, I appreciate all your help with 4-H and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Well, I'm down here in the rabbit, and as you can tell, the chicken barn. We've got poultry and rabbits everywhere. And I'm with a young lady by the name of?
Kelsey Bingham.
All right, so Kelsey, I heard rumor that you show rabbits. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are you showing? What kind of rabbits are you showing?
Dwarves and hollow mocks.
Now, what is a dwarf rabbit?
It's a tiny rabbit with its ears perked up.
A tiny rabbit with its ears perked up.
Yep.
And then the other one you said was a Highland Lop. Is that right?
Holland Lop.
Holland Lop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's a Holland Lop? Is that a breeding rabbit or a meat rabbit or what is it?
I don't know exactly what it is, but it's a rabbit and it's a type of rabbit and its ears are down. They can get pretty big, but yeah.
Now, did you name your rabbits?
Yes.
What'd you name them?
Well, all my dwarves, this one's Elliot, that one is Finn, the black one is Nightmare, the white one is Winter.
You named one of your rabbits Nightmare?
Yes, but it's like one of the calmest ones.
Oh, so sometimes the name doesn't parallel the actual...
Yeah, I just named it because of its black coat.
Okay, very good. Well, what made you start showing rabbits? You said this is your first year. What made you decide to show rabbits?
Rabbits are so cute and tiny and fluffy.
So cute, tiny, and fluffy. That's your main reasons why, right?
Yep. And I get to hold them most of the time.
Ah, you like playing with them.
Yes.
Well, very good. Well, keep up the good work. Stay at it. Take care.
Rabbit.
Well, as we continue to emphasize some of the 4-H advisors, I'm here with somebody from the best side, as I've heard it called so many times, with Carolyn Bishop, and she helps with the Sauter County Crusaders 4-H Club. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you've gotten into in helping with 4-H.
Well, I started out working with the girls in scrapbooking, and we did a little bit of photography. And I moved into the kitchen with cooking.
So you graduated.
And I graduated on to sewing.
Very good. So you're literally a jack of all trades, right?
Yes, and a master of none.
A master of none. Now, you have got a 4-H background, though. Your family has been involved for 4-H for a number of years. Is that right?
That's correct. I have two grandsons, actually, that are in the swine shows. And my youngest grandson had reserve champion hog last year.
Pretty proud of that, I imagine.
I'm very proud of him, yes. Yeah. And so I was in 4-H when I was younger in Lawrence County. And we did some sewing and cooking there in that category for myself when I was younger. But
well, very good. So 4-H for you had an impact. You decided, you know what, this is a good way for me to invest in other people's lives as well. And so you could kind of take it to the next level and be a advisor.
Yes.
So what's some of the things that you've taken away, some of the things you've learned and how it's impacted you?
Well, it's a great accomplishment to see the girls when they made their dresses and the missionaries came into church and was showing the children and the missionaries dresses that they had made. It was to see their eyes and the glow in their faces. It just meant all the world to me.
Well, very good. So it's really about the kids' accomplishment and what they do and helping them advance themselves, isn't it?
Right. Yes. I just think that, you know, to see all the things that these children have made in their wood craft projects and the cooking, the sewing, it has just, you know, been a great accomplishment for the children and our church to be involved in such a great mission.
Well, very good. Well, I appreciate all your help with 4-H.
Thank you.
Very good. I am here with Sydney Burchett. Now, Sydney, you are at the fair, and you are showing what?
A goat.
A goat. Do you have a name for your goat?
Charlie.
Charlie. How in the world did you come up with a name like Charlie?
I don't know. My grandpa was named Charlie.
Named him after your grandpa. What a great honor to have a goat named after you. Now, let me ask you a question. You've shown for how many years? How many years have you done this?
Two.
Your second year?
Yeah.
So the goat show is Tuesday afternoon, is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, so you're getting ready to wash goats and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But now, that's not the only project that you've done.
Yeah. I've done tablescaping.
Now, what's that?
Tablescaping, we have to, like, set up a table. And you get judged on it.
Okay. And then what else?
I did make quick breads.
That's a very important skill to have. So you made quick breads.
Yeah.
Now how'd you do that? What does that entail? Who helped you?
Miss Brown.
Miss Brown?
And your mom.
And your mom. Very good. And so they helped you get your project done. And you did that. Now, that was in the still project judging, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. So, now you're getting ready for the goat show.
Yeah.
Saturday, you sell your goat. How are you going to handle that?
Not very good.
Not very good. It's part of it, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very good. So, you like showing 4-H and 4-H and all that stuff?
Yeah. It's a lot of work, but it's fun.
A lot of work, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, hey, I'm proud of you. You keep up the good work. And I look forward to hearing how the goat does in the goat show.
Okay.
Thank you. Very good. I'm here with Ted Stidham. And we're at the rabbit show. And how long have these kids been working with these rabbits?
These kids have been working pretty much all year. The rabbit project is a little bit different than a lot of the different projects, different species. With the rabbit here at Sida County, The kid has to have ownership of the doe.
Okay.
And they're responsible for breeding that doe and raising the whole litter. Where a lot of fairs, they can go ahead and get the babies already born.
Right.
And they don't have to go through that process. But here at Sida County, it's a little bit more intense, a little bit longer.
So they show up,
but they don't just bring a rabbit, correct?
No, they do meat pens of three here at Sida. They do meat pens of three here at Sida County.
Okay.
A lot of the other fairs, they only do a single fryer or pair of two. But here okay. at Sida County, we go by the ARBA rules, American Rabbit Breeders Association.
Okay.
And we do meat pens of three.
Now, in those three rabbits, what are they looking for?
They're looking for uniformity, body type, and fur. Uniformity is 50%, body type is 40%, and fur is usually your tiebreaker. It's 10%. It's your least, but your body type and uniformity is the most. What you want those three rabbits to look like triplets as much as possible.
Now, is there a maximum weight, minimum weight on these rabbits? What's the target?
The minimum weight here at Sida County is 3.5.
Okay.
The maximum is 5 pounds.
Okay. So these kids, I just walked out of the rabbit show, came back here, talked to you. They're out there. They've got their rabbits in a cage. The judge is going to make a decision. How do they pare it down? What's their process?
What the judge will do, she'll go through every one of them, and she'll have a marking mechanism. When you have that many meat pens, this year we have 31.
Okay.
What she'll do, she'll go through them once. Sometimes she'll go through them twice. As she goes, if she sees one that's very weak or the one that she don't feel as uniform as the rest of the crowd here today, she will probably mark it and come back and look at that rabbit again when she comes down to her final drive of 25. Here at Sida County, we only sell 25, the top 25 rabbits and the top 25 poultry.
Okay. Now, they make the final decision, and those rabbits, the final 25, they sell on Thursday night, correct?
They sell Thursday night at 7 p.m. So we encourage all the vendors and buyers from all of Sida County and surrounding area businesses to come and promote the kids and support the kids.
Very good. So the rabbit show on Tuesday and the sale on Thursday at 7 o'clock. Don't forget.
Don't forget.
Very good. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
You're a natural.